The audit released Friday by State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli reveals that the former treasurer of Woodstock Fire Company No. 3 embezzled more than $200,000 over a five-year period.
At the request of current fire company officials, my staff spent weeks poring over the records of the company and discovered the former treasurer, Dale D. Hughes Jr., embezzled more than $200,000 in public funds over a five-year period. We found that Mr. Hughes endorsed 83 checks totaling over $200,000 that were made payable to cash. Investigators traced much of the stolen money to Mr. Hughes's personal bank accounts. Unbelievably, and I really found this to be quite shocking, Mr. Hughes went so far as to pocket the cash proceeds from various pancake breakfast fundraisers. We estimate he was able to walk away with more than $20,000 in those cash donations.
The 64-year-old Hughes was arraigned before Woodstock Town Court Justice Richard Husted and remanded to the Ulster County Jail in lieu of bail. Fire department officials contacted DiNapoli's office after questioning Hughes about the check. The comptroller says Hughes' web of deceit unraveled quickly.
It was only when a payment of $10,000 for a new fire truck bay was returned for insufficient funds that the fire company's executive committee suspected this fraud. When Mr. Hughes was questioned by his colleagues, he attempted to quietly pay back the funds. He also attempted to alter bank and vendor records in an effort to conceal this theft. This case proves how important financial oversight is to local governments and to special districts. Money intended for public safety should not line the pockets of local officials.
DiNapoli has urged officials to immediately put systems in place to protect fire company funds to ensure that such abuse never happens again.
We've suggested strongly that Woodstock fire company officials should review bank statements on an ongoing and regular basis. They should create an audit committee that annually audits the company treasurer's records and verifies bank balances. They should prohibit company checks from being made payable to cash.
Ulster County District Attorney Holly Carnwright praised the investigation.
What you're seeing here is good government at work. You're seeing a collaboration between different parts of your government that work together, and when we work together, we get the job done. This is not the first time that Mr. DiNapoli's office has been to Ulster County, and I hope it won't be the last.
The DA expects the Hughes case will be prosecuted at the felony level. There's a link to the comptroller's report about the audit of Woodstock Fire Company No. 3 on our website, wamc.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.